We have been talking about living the overcoming life. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 37 as well says that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. My friend, we have a conquering spirit on the inside when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And there are no excuses from not being an overcomer. He's already done the work. He has already paid the price. We just live out what he has accomplished on Calvary. He said he would freely give all things to us. That's what it means to be more than a conqueror. We are called by God. It's a command of the Lord to live a victorious life, not up, down, up and down, up and down in our faith walk, not wondering one day if it's God's will to heal, and the next day saying, I believe in divine healing. One day saying, well, I believe the Lord's coming soon, and the next day saying, well, you know, it may be 5,000 years from now. People are wishy-washy. We're living in a time you can't be. You've got to stand firm, steadfast in the faith with your armor on and ready to do war at all times with the enemy, because God knows that Satan goes about like a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour, but we are to resist him steadfast in the faith. And we've seen in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4, that the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. And we see in verse 5 that if we believe on Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we believe that we can have victory today. There are enemies that hinder us. And the first one we talked about last week, and that's the hindrance that we have when we soul tie or we make covenant connections with the wrong people. I love what Mike Murdoch said. He said, there are some people that add to your life, some subtract, some divide, and some multiply. We've got to have a discerning eye. We don't connect with people just because they're convenient or just because they're a relative or because they live down the street or just because they named the name of Jesus. But we need to seek God for right connections. I don't just talk to anyone, and I don't share with just anyone, and I don't ask just anyone to pray for me, and I don't put prayer requests on Facebook. I don't, because I don't want everybody, because I don't know what spirit they are, to be praying. I really don't. So we have to be very selective of who we connect to. Let me tell you something else that will take you out quicker than anything, and that is focusing on the natural realm. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow right here on The Winning Life. But friends, God wants you to overcome. And possibly one of the things you're facing is loneliness. Our coaching CD this month of February is Overcoming Loneliness. Dr. Linda Solly deals with how do I handle feelings of loneliness and how do I spend time alone and not be lonely? And how can I be surrounded by people and still be lonely? And what skills do I need to develop to keep loneliness away? We're going to send it to you for your best love gift of $15 or more when you write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Have a Jesus-filled day.